You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 26th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Minnesota Vikings have the successor, eventually, to Kirk Cousins. Yeah, the NFL draft got started last night, and the Vikings traded up one spot to get J.J. McCarthy at number 10. McCarthy was one of at least five quarterbacks the Vikings conducted private workouts and meetings with over the past month. And they gave up the number 11 pick, a fourth-round pick, and a fifth-round pick. And a seventh-round selection came their way from the New York Jets, who then used the 11th pick to take an offensive lineman. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah said that he was very pleased with the first round. Not only did they get McCarthy, they also got one of the best defensive players in the draft, Alabama edge rusher Dallas Turner, with the number 17 pick. The Vikings sent the number 23 and number 167 picks in this year's draft, as well as a third and fourth round pick in 2025 to the Jaguars to move up and grab Turner. So Adofo-Mensah very pleased with how the first round panned out. McCarthy, of course, will compete with veteran Sam Darnold, whom the Vikings signed in March to a one-year contract as a potential bridge starter until their new quarterback was ready to play. So we'll see how fast McCarthy advances. He had a great college career, 27-1 as a starter at Michigan over the past two seasons, and that included the 2023 national championship. The draft continues through tomorrow. The Vikings don't have any picks in the second or third round of the draft. The Atlanta Falcons pulled off maybe the biggest shocker of the early part of the draft as they took Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with the number 8 pick, and that left to Kirk Cousins and his entourage kind of surprised. They were not quite sure what the plan was there. In fact, the agent for Cousins said that he didn't know until the Falcons were on the clock. They let him know they were taking Penix with that pick. Cousins said he understands the business of football, but he was surprised about the Falcons' decision and disappointed that they didn't take a player who could help them right now as they enter the 2024 season. Cousins, of course, signed a four-year, $180 million contract last month in free agency with the Falcons. Well, yesterday on the baseball diamonds locally, a lot of action. Otter Tail Central with a 19-2 win over Hillcrest. Perham won twice against Pelican Rapids, 9-0 and 14-2. Ricori defeated Fergus Falls, 6-2. Parker's Prairie knocked off Upsala Swanville area, 9-1. Breckenridge was a 5-2 winner in eight innings over Holly in the first game of their doubleheader, and then Holly won the nightcap 10-7, and Sartell beat Alexandria by a score of 2-1. In softball action, Pelican Rapids swept Perham 7-3 and 17-16 in eight innings, and the Otters won two against Wilmer, winning 17-4 and 15-3 in their games. There was also a track and field action yesterday. Lots of stuff actually going on, but a track and field competition. The Holly Booster Meet was held at the Dale Scalarude Athletic Complex in Holly. And on the boys' side of things in that Holly Booster Meet, the championship team in the competition was Dilworth Glendon Felton. They've got, a lot of weapons. United Clay Becker was second, and Perham came in third place. Some of the highlights from some of the area teams. Jacob Kunkel of Breckenridge won the high jump competition. Also, other first place finishers. Well, the Perham Yellow Jackets wound up with first place in their 4x400-meter relay team and the 4x800-meter relay team. And Rothsay wound up with Matthew Danielson winning the 300-meter hurdles and taking second in the 110-meter hurdles. He also won the triple jump competition. Now, the girls' event was won by Perham with 154 points. United Clay Becker was second, and Park Christian finished third. Highlights, Lindsay Rotz of Barnesville won the 800-meter run. Ashley Manaville was the pole vault champion for the Trojans, and Ava Fallingstead won the long jump competition. Breckenridge won the 4x1 relay in the girls' competition, and first place finish for the Perham Yellow Jackets, Kennedy Detloff, in the 300-meter hurdles. They also won the 4x4 and 4x8 relay races as the Yellow Jackets continue to impress. So lots of highlights locally yesterday. Well, Pemberton Law Firm is one of the sponsors of our program, and of course you can visit them online at pemlaw.com. That's pemlaw.com, and they do have offices, locations around the region that you can visit as well, in Fergus Falls and Wadena in particular, and they are one of our great sponsors here on our podcast. In addition to Pemberton Law, we have Lake Area Docks and Lifts sponsoring what we do on a daily basis here in our feature podcast, too. And by the way, be looking for that feature podcast on the history of Otter Boys Hockey. It's going to be three different installments, and hopefully the first one is coming your way by the end of the month here. And then we'll stagger the other two segments as we get those ready to go in May. So should be kind of fun. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. And they have best quality and service at the best prices. All you have to do is ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Well, today and tomorrow, 2 days of golfing competition at Pebble Lake Golf Course. And we talked with Matt McGovern, the boys coach, about that yesterday, the Fergus Falls boys coach. Action starts at 3 o'clock today, 9 o'clock tomorrow. They might be dodging from some rain over the next 2 days, according to the forecast. So we'll see how that goes out at Pebble Lake Golf Club for the Otter Invitational this weekend. And the Minnesota Twins completed a four-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox by belting five home runs. Edward Julian hit two of them. Ryan Jeffers homered. Carlos Santana went deep. Jose Miranda hit a home run. Yeah, the Twins got the bats going, and they win by a score of 6-3 for their fourth straight win. They are now 11-13, 6.5 games behind Cleveland in the American League Central. Now, the Twins open a three-game weekend series in Anaheim against the Angels tonight. Bailey Ober will get the ball in game one of that series this evening. After the three games in Anaheim, they head to Chicago and will have three more against the White Sox. That sounds good. Minnesota Timberwolves and Phoenix Suns in game three of their best of seven Western Conference opening round playoff series tonight. In Phoenix, the Suns are 4-point favorites in game three, but the Wolves have a 2-0 lead in the series after very impressive games at home in the first two games of this playoff series. And Al Shaver, the play-by-play announcer of the Minnesota North Stars for over 20 years, has died at 96 years of age. He died at his home on Vancouver Island, British Columbia, following a brief illness. For 26 years, Shaver was the radio play-by-play broadcaster for the North Stars. When the team moved to Dallas in 1993, Shaver chose to stay in Minnesota. He then called games for the University of Minnesota men's hockey team for three seasons until his retirement in 1996. Al Shaver, definitely one of the best hockey announcers ever, and we got to listen to him as North Star fans. Well, thanks for joining us for our podcast today. Hope you have a great weekend.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.